Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, October 9th. Coming up, we'll learn what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is vowing not to back down to President Trump after he said the governor and Mayor Brandon Johnson deserve to be jailed. Yesterday, Trump floated imprisonment for both Illinois officials for not doing enough to protect ICE agents as they gather up migrants in the Chicago area. On Tuesday, the governor drew laughs at a forum with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz when a reporter asked both whether they worried about being jailed for being Trump critics.
Do you both believe that you could sincerely be arrested?
Yes.
I'm asking any of you to come visit me in the gulag in El Salvador.
Yeah, that's what
Pritzker was referencing the notorious Central American megaprison in El Salvador, where the Trump administration has sent scores of migrants. An alumnus of the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, is one of three recipients of the 2025 Nobel Prize in Chemistry. Omar Yagi received his Ph.D. in chemistry from Illinois in 1990. Yagi, along with scientists from Australia and Japan, developed new molecular structures that could one day remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. He says it's been an indescribable feeling since he took a phone call from an unfamiliar number labeled Sweden.
It was absolutely thrilling. You cannot prepare for a moment like that. So I was just surprised and delighted by the news. And since then, my phone hasn't stopped ringing, buzzing, receiving emails, hundreds and hundreds of emails.
That audio comes from the University of California, Berkeley, where Yagi is currently a professor. His discovery may also lead to harvesting moisture from desert air to provide clean drinking water. The Nobel Peace Prize will be announced on Friday. A Republican congressman who represents a portion of Illinois' Metro East region is trying to strike down a law that counts mail-in ballots that arrive after Election Day. Jason Rosenbaum has more from Representative Mike Boss' case before the U.S. Supreme Court.
At issue is an Illinois law that would still count mail-in ballots that arrive at an election authority up to 2 weeks past Election Day. Paul Clement, one of Boss' attorneys, contends that the law could electorally disadvantage the Murfreesboro Republican.
Those unlawful ballots could cost Congressman Boss the election or at least reduce his margin of victory, and he has to pay his campaign staff for 2 extra weeks.
But Illinois' Solicitor General contended Boss doesn't have standing to bring the suit and also questioned if he's actually harmed by the law since he represents an overwhelmingly Republican district. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
State lawmakers will return to Springfield next week for veto session. One issue they could address is funding for Chicago-area public transit after failing to pass a bill in May. Capital News Illinois reports the Regional Transportation Authority predicts a budget gap of $202 million in 2026 and $789 million in 2027. Without help from lawmakers, transit agencies will need to increase fares, cut services, and lay off workers. State Representative Ava Dina Delgado is confident they can pass legislation this month.
If I can use a football analogy, I feel like we're at the 2-yard line right now, right? We're in the red zone. We're making a move. We're almost there.
One major hang-up is that stakeholders have not agreed on a funding source. Lawmakers also want to make sure the funding helps downstate transit as they face their own fiscal cliff. Veto session starts on October 14th. Still to come, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 70 degrees and an east wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 40 degrees and east wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 74 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 51 degrees, a south wind 5 miles per hour. And for Saturday, sunny with a high of 73 degrees, and a northwest wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, former American diplomat Eric Whitaker. Born and raised in Illinois, he went on to become U.S. Ambassador to Niger. We'll talk about his background, what's happening in Africa, and the future of American foreign policy. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, October 9th, The Great Outdoors, a group exhibition, reception, and gallery talk. Now, this artist exhibit opened earlier in the week, but the reception and gallery talk is Thursday evening at the Kurtz Gallery at Parkland College in Champaign. You can find out more information at parkland.edu.
And that same evening at 6 p.m. at the Spurlock Museum of World Cultures in Urbana, you can attend Farm Aid Karaoke. Sign up to sing songs inspired by Farm Aid concerts. The first Farm Aid concert was in Memorial Stadium back in 1985.
Adeline, there's a list also of artists who performed for anybody who's interested in karaoke. I'm looking at this list, and I see Deanna Carter, Strawberry Wine. Do you know that song? Strawberry Wine. It's great. It's
that country. Was beautiful.
Thank you. It's too early to sing. But you could sing some Mary Chapin Carpenter, maybe, or some
Bon Jovi.
Willie Nelson.
Yeah. We're halfway there.
This is perfect.
There we go. You can find out more information at spurlock.illinois.edu.
And on Thursday, October 9th at the Champaign Public Library, an evening with Shelby Van Pelt. This is from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. You can hear from the New York Times bestselling and award-winning author. There's also a book signing to follow the talk. And on Friday, October 10th, it is the Illinois Wind Orchestra and Hinsley Symphonic Band Concert at 7:30 p.m. This is in the Fullinger Great Hall at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. Enjoy this combined concert with performances of old and new works, including Ty Bloomfield's Shuffle. For more information, visit KrannertCenter.com.
And then the Sugar Creek Arts Festival kicks off on Saturday, October 11th at 9 a.m. in Uptown Normal. You can celebrate the 42nd annual festival with over 100 artists, as well as live music, food, and family-friendly activities. This festival does run through Sunday, October 12th, and you can find out more information at sugarcreekartsfestival.org.
And on Saturday, the 11th at 10 a.m., it's the Scarecrow Festival at Ambooks Park in Urbana. Celebrate fall with hay rack and barrel rides, games, a car show, and more throughout the park.
And that same evening from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Analog Wine Library in Urbana, you can enjoy the opening reception and meet and greet with fiber and textile artist Tina Johnson. This exhibit runs through the end of October. That is Art at Analog Lumina with artist Tina Johnson.
On Sunday, October 12th, it's the Fall Craft Show at 9 a.m. at the Mahomet Sportsman's Club in Mahomet. You can shop for unique gifts, handmade treasures, and get ready for the fall season at the craft show.
And that same afternoon at 3 p.m. at the Rose Bowl Tavern, you can enjoy music from the Occasional Cajun Band. Again, that is the Occasional Cajun Band at Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana.
And for more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And a note before we go, some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by the Associated Press, Dave McKinney, Jason Rosenbaum, Capital News Illinois, Kimberly Schofield, and Adeline Moy. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.